OpenAI has agreed to protect the voices and likenesses of people who appear on its new artificial intelligence platform called Sora 2. This morning, the company announced some guardrails after working with actor Bryan Cranston, the union SAG-AFTRA, and Hollywood's talent agencies. And by the way, NPR employees are members of SAG-AFTRA. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this story.
OpenAI introduced Sora 2 in a fantastical video.
It's about creating new possibilities.
The app allows users to generate hyper-realistic audio and video using text prompts and images.
Giving you the power to step into any world or scene and letting your friends cast you in theirs.
But with Sora 2, some creators have also made AI-generated videos of famous people doing things they never did, unauthorized by them, their estates, or rights holders. For example, this is not the real Martin Luther King Jr.
I no longer have a dream, I have a nightmare. Ah!
Another AI-generated video has Mr. Rogers greeting rapper Tupac Shakur.
Welcome, neighbor. I'm so glad you could stop by.
Appreciate you having me, Mr. Rogers.
Please, have a seat. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Another reimagines the late Robin Williams on a park bench.
Well, some days I pretend to be 10 different people before lunch. Other days I just talk to myself until someone laughs, and thankfully they pay me for it.
Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda, begs fans to stop sending her AI-generated content of her late father, calling it horrible slop. You're not making art, she wrote on Instagram. You're making disgusting, overprocessed hot dogs out of the lives of human beings. Some Sora 2 videos recreate people doing all sorts of things. One even had the CEO of OpenAI, Sam Altman, shoplifting graphic cards from Target.
Please, I really need this for Sora inference. This video is too good.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of scary.
Actress Chaley Rose says she's seen what AI-generated videos can do.
People can borrow from actors our vulnerability and our art to teach the characters they create. I mean, of course, I would hate to have my image out there and not have given permission or to actually be the one doing the acting and having control over the performance. That is scary.
Hollywood's top talent agencies first sounded the alarm, saying that without consent, credit, or compensation, Sora 2 was exploiting performers, and they warned that clients' intellectual properties were at risk. Last year, California's Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill requiring consent of actors and performers to use their digital replicas. This morning, the talent agencies and the union SAG-AFTRA announced that they and OpenAI are supporting similar federal legislation called the No Fakes Act. Until now, some users have been using copyrighted material to generate unlicensed content. For instance, this video of SpongeBob SquarePants cooking up illicit drugs.
Yo, Sponge, this stuff looks extra crystally, like restaurant quality.
We don't call it stuff, Patrick. It's blue barnacle, purest you'll find under the sea.
Last week, the Motion Picture Association, which represents major Hollywood studios, said that some Sora 2 videos infringe on the copyrights of films, shows, and characters. And the National Executive Director of SAG-AFTRA, Duncan Crabtree Ireland, says it hasn't been feasible for rights holders to find every possible use of their material.
It's a moment of real concern and danger for everyone in the entertainment industry, and it should be for all Americans, all of us, really, because if the concept of consent isn't fully embedded in everything that's being done with this type of AI technology, there's virtually no way to control or limit what it can do.
Now, SAG-AFTRA and others say they're grateful OpenAI listened to such concerns. The company says it has an opt-in policy, allowing all artists, performers, and individuals the right to determine how and when they can be simulated. OpenAI says it will block the generation of well-known characters on its public feed and says it will take down any existing material not in compliance. They already agreed to take down the Martin Luther King Jr. videos. Varun Shetty, the vice president of OpenAI's media partnership, said in a statement to NPR that the company will soon give rights holders more control over their characters and how fans can create them. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.